This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Ask just about any artist if a recording marks their final word on a piece of music, and they'll probably say no. A recording is simply the way they felt about that piece at that moment in time. Music isn't static. It lives and breathes through the musicians who play it. And maybe that's why Osmo Venska wanted to record all of the symphonies by Jean Sibelius not once, but twice. The first time was in 1997 with the Lahti Symphony Orchestra. Now Venska is revisiting these works with the ensemble he's led since 2003, the Minnesota Orchestra, and he couldn't be more pleased. The first recording in this seven-symphony cycle was just released, and Venska says this time even their longtime producer, Robert Suff, was moved to tears.
So usually when we finally can give the best take about something which was really, really needed, he's saying, very good, and that's it. But he was in tears after these sessions. When we played the Sibelius music, and I have to agree with him, there was something very special. And when I heard the first edit a few months ago about those pieces, I was crying. It was extremely good, and I'm really, really proud of the Minnesota Orchestra that. I guess, as far as I know anything, it's the best Sibelius recording I have ever heard. I think it was a recording session with a lot of intensity and lot of action and great playing, but we have done that earlier too. But I think that something very special happened there, and the orchestra played really, really, really well. And I had a feeling that every member were giving 100% or more.
The first disc in their Sibelius cycle features the two most popular symphonies by Jean Sibelius, the Symphony No. 2 in D major and the Symphony No. 5 in E flat major. Thanks to a wealthy benefactor, Sibelius and his family were shipped off to spend a year in Italy. Free from the pressures of daily life and relaxing in the warmth of the Mediterranean springtime, Sibelius found the inspiration he needed to compose his Symphony No. 2, which he described as a confession of the soul. The opening motif in the first movement, with its rhythmic pulse, sounds very much like folk music. It has a familiar quality that makes you think you've heard this music all your life. Add to that the passion and the intensity of the Minnesota Orchestra, and you have a winning experience, according to Venska.
It's not only about the quality of the playing, but it's also this kind of jumping in to those emotional feelings.
Jean Sibelius started to formulate ideas for his Symphony No. 5 in 1912 as he was working on other pieces. He quickly began to work out the pattern for this enchanting symphony. The soul of the final Allegro Molto lies in the incredible swan theme, which emerges from a rush of tremolo strings. This magnificent theme was inspired after Sibelius witnessed 16 swans ascending overhead. One of the great experiences of my life, he wrote. God, how beautiful. The Minnesota Orchestra and music director Osmo Venska seem to have an innate sense on how to make these Sibelius symphonies beautiful. You might be tempted to think that Osmo Venska is passionate about the music of Sibelius because both are Finnish. Not so, says Venska. He and the Minnesota Orchestra are able to give their all to this music because they love it.
There is no pressure, because if some music is great, you can play it 1,000 times and it's still... Could keep its power there, because great is great.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.